the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Monday show of the Draft Doctors. My name is John Crockett. Each week is joining me, Stevie Fizz. Steve, how you doing, mate?
I'm actually tired because of this goddamn daylight savings, so...
What? You didn't get that extra hour of sleep like everyone else?
Do we get extra... I don't know how it works, but...
Goes from 3 o'clock in the morning to 2 o'clock.
I don't know how it works, but I'm extremely tired.
And also baby keeping you up as well.
Yeah.
Well, it was a big week in football this week. A couple of unexpected results, I would have thought. But today we're just going to talk a few injuries, our studs and duds, and our waiver pickups for this afternoon. But starting off, we've got a bit of news talk coming out. Jago Mura, your boy. Looks like he'll be playing Neefel in 5 weeks' time if all things go to plan.
My love-hate affair with Jago Mura continues after hating him all preseason, then finding him on the value waiver wire. Not even waiver, just free agents. When I made the connection of the long-term injury list and him not being on it and Swallow being on it, and even now, who was the other guy? Mitch Hallahan went onto it.
Hallahan's on the long-term.
In front of Jaeger?
Yep.
I'm like, this is great. And now he's 5 weeks away. This is a value. I hope he never plays a match in my team because his name is like... It's money. It's like Calvin Klein or something like that. I'll be able to trade him out the week he's named for better value.
And if he comes out in a couple of weeks and scores a ton, you're getting 5 for Goldie for that trade.
Well, I might not get 5 for Goldie.
Or. there might be a sucker out there for it.
But it'll be better value than Jaeger, my broken knee.
Never play again.
Yeah.
And also, Rocket Eads come out with his new 6-week rule. To combat fatigue and injuries for players.
That was interesting.
Players should be rested every 6 weeks. No, Rocket, no. That affects our fantasy teams. They play until they run into the ground and can run no more.
It was interesting, though, because maybe if you do... You know what? This is an interesting thing. Think about it like this. If they're rested twice over the year...
Which they have been pushing for.
Maybe they'll be fresh come fantasy finals.
Yes.
I'd rather miss during the year than finals.
But Rocket was saying on Saturday afternoon that his players, or all players, were cramping up pretty badly because of the rotation cap. So see how it goes later in the year and maybe Rocket's onto something here.
Well, it's something to look at anyway. It's scary as hell if you've got like Aaron Hall.
Yeah. And just in the MRP, no fines this week, no suspensions this week, just all fines. There was $7,000 coming out of, out of the Geelong GWS game and 5,000 out of the Sydney Carlton game. So Parker's, Hannah's, and Buddy. Buddy gets a $1,000 fine, really? That's just like that episode of The Simpsons where Mr. Burns going to court, it's like, Smithers, get my wallet and just puts the money down.
Yeah.
Just forget about it.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to follow us on social media, you can head over to Twitter at The Draft Doctors, where you can follow us there, send us a question if you got one, or head over to facebook.com/thedraftdoctors, hit the like button, drop us a question there or comment anytime you like.
Yep.
And also, if you want to head over to iTunes or Stitcher, drop us a review, leave the 5 stars. We would love to read it out on air for you guys, so everything helps. All right, moving on now to a bit of injury talk coming out of the weekend. Nothing major at the moment coming out, but first one we got Tom Rockliffe sat out the fourth quarter on Saturday night. Looks like a calf injury. I thought he was going to be in doubt, but it's come out that he's highly in doubt. So
this is concerning, Jono, because people spent a round one pick on Tom Rockliffe.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted him to be captain. This is terrifying news.
Especially with that soft tissue type injury, which could be longer.
The back-related hamstring, we know that's the bad one.
Yeah. So
that's bad. Great news if you've got like...
Christensen, Robinson.
Zorko and Taylor, I was going to say.
That too.
Yeah.
Both playing quite well in their first game backs.
Yep.
Well, Zorko and not so much Taylor. David Mundy got a roundhouse punch to the face from Sexton. Initially, they thought it was a broken jaw, but he came back later on, but was a bit of a shadow and didn't score quite too well on the weekend.
No.
Moving on to the Port Adelaide game, where Chad Wingard went off with a bit of hamstring soreness. Not good for the Chad, considering he's had his first pre-season ever. and it was looking really good. So it's a bit of a wait and see. We'll probably find out more on Thursday with that. And Travis Boak copped a knock to the knee, so he had a bit of knee soreness there. And moving on to the Frio game, Tommy Sheridan, again, also with some hamstring soreness, which is not good for you Sheridan owners. And Aaron Sanderlands, I didn't know about this, a bit of groin soreness. So not too good for Big Sandy in that one. And Pav with a hip injury, that's probably back, could be back related for carrying Frio for all those years. Who knows?
What about Dylan Grimes? It looked like he did his hammy in the Collingwood match. Not that he's fantasy relevant, but
he's always had issues with that hamstring.
Yeah, but if you've got, you know, who are they playing this week? I forget who they're playing.
Adelaide?
Maybe. So if you got one of the...
Yeah, Adelaide.
So if you got one of the Adelaide... Oh, there's the fixture right there. It is... Yeah, it's Adelaide. So, you know, if you got Josh Jenkins...
Eddie Betts.
Maybe roll him right out there.
Yeah.
That's a defense that could be under siege.
Absolutely.
Because he's been playing well. He plays well when he's fit.
Yeah, certainly. And also, did you see these bumps? Murdoch and Duncan. Mummy just went to town on these two. Just think, getting in the mood for WrestleMania, which is on today.
Yeah.
Just destroyed him.
Yeah, I saw the... He looked like Andre the Giant when he ran into Mitch Duncan.
He accelerated towards him.
It was classic.
That scary stuff. And Daniel Rich also is questionable with a hamstring injury that he sustained on Saturday night too. So
was it a hamstring? Because I heard it might have been a heartstring, because he seems to feel the pinch every time
he gets
got
tagged.
A shadow.
Not good for the Daniel Rich, but it's stop tagging him. We want to see him play football.
Oh, it's classic
Scott.
Brad Scott.
Yeah.
I'll just roll taggers out despite the fact we're going to win the goddamn match because they got no one playing for him.
That's true. Any other injuries you might know of, Steve? Or?
I don't know. Dylan Grimes is about all I could bring to the table.
Okay, fair enough.
Just wait and see on Jared Witts and his hand situation. But it's Monday. We don't really know. They haven't had their scan results yet.
No.
We'll find out more on Wednesday.
For the Thursday show.
We'll tell you the ins and outs.
All right, moving on now to our studs and duds for the week. I don't know about you, Steve, but I actually had to cull my list because there was a fair few studs this week.
It's a lot of good performances.
It was. And starting off with the Friday night game between your boys, the Pies, and the Tigers.
Convincing winners.
Oh, very convincing.
Yeah.
Can't go past your boy, Brody Grundy.
That was a great pickup. You know, I picked him up in our league because one wanted him.
And who'd you play this week?
Yeah, I played you. It didn't work out despite the grundiness. This is what we've said. We've said when Brady Grundy's on his own, without Wits, he's 90-plus in both games every week. And again, he played well, and even without that last goal and scaling, he was over 90. So
yeah, he played really well. I also had Alex Fasolo. How can you go past that? 6 goals. He started the year really well, I thought.
Yeah, he's been good. He was having a good preseason as well. So
yeah. And on the Richmond side, Basha Hooley thought he was really good in the game, and Dusty Martin just knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, they were great. I also thought Jack Riewoldt was good as well.
Yep.
Had a few goals, scored tons in both games. And the Ghost.
The Ghost of Ben Reid, he's back.
The Ghost of Ben Reid showed us how good. Man, he's so good.
He was good.
Yeah.
A couple of the duds for me for Richmond. Alex Rant. 100% time on ground for a 54 and 75 return.
He was getting pretty shaky back there.
He was turning over. It wasn't Alex Rance.
Yeah, and once Grimes went off,
more pressure on him.
Yeah, like that free kick that gave Fasolo the second last goal.
Yeah.
So, it wasn't. Look, we know he's not a great dream team scorer, so
no,
it's going to happen.
And I got to throw that jab in there. Travis Cloak, why not?
He's a key forward. It's going to happen. I got a couple other ones. Jack Crisp.
Crisp, yep. He was very quiet.
Was quite down. And a guy I was really high on coming into the season, Anthony Miles.
2 weeks in a row,
he hasn't been great. So, I mean, it seems a little bit harsh, but his clearances are down. It was one thing he was really good at last year for Richmond.
A Townsend factor?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. But he's certainly not kicking on with it like I thought he would.
Yeah, and that sucks for me because I own him. Moving on to the Showdown 797. I hate to say this. Old man Thompson, Knocked it out of the park.
Keeps doing it, doesn't he?
He keeps doing it.
Hey, if you were listening to the preseason shows and you got him at a value,
well done.
You're loving him.
Yeah. No, oh, just too good. Josh Jenkins and Eddie Betts, I thought, were... and Tom Lynch, also very good.
Yeah, the ugliest man in the league, won the medal.
Yes, he did.
Maybe just tracked away from his face when it wears it around his neck.
He just reflected off of that.
The guy I loved, Rory Ladd, he was just a star. He was absolutely outstanding.
Early call, he will be All-Australian.
That's pretty early. No, that's... hey, look, he's certainly... If he keeps this up, there's no question he will be.
Absolutely.
He's absolutely braining it, so...
Plenty of duds there.
Well, also a couple of guys for Port. You know, Gray, Wines, Young kicked 4 goals. I mean, there's some good games there as well.
Yeah. Some of the duds for me, Sauce Jacobs. Oh, absolutely stunk it up on the weekend.
He's had a rough start.
Yeah, who did they play last week? North Melbourne, so you got Toddy Goldstein, but you got Matthew Loeb?
Yeah.
Really?
I was... Yeah, I mean, I still had him up in that sort of second tier of Ruckman, but...
Mm.
He was a bit up and down last year, especially at the start. He was a bit down.
Yeah, that's true.
So maybe he'll come good late. Hey, maybe if the Jacobs owner in your league's feeling a little bit...
Shaky.
A bit shaky about it, maybe now's a good time to put an offer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Float an offer out there.
And for Port Adelaide, the old Justin Westhoff. Did he even play on the weekend?
It wasn't one of his finest.
9 possessions for the whole game. Well done, Justin.
I'm throwing out the Chad. 10 touches and a goal.
Hamstring?
Yeah, I didn't, yeah. Rory Sloane.
I thought he was all right, but...
Didn't score well. 21 touches, 3 frees against.
Yeah.
He's had a shaky... I'm down on Sloane. And old man Douglas, 14 disposals, bit...
I suppose someone had to miss out, but Big Texan too. Yeah. All the other key fours were getting involved, so... Someone had to miss out.
Oh, well, he's doing his job as a captain by leading him to big showdown wins.
Yeah, that's true.
So, they love the big Texan.
They do. Oh, excuse me. Moving on to our Saturday game, which was worst game of the round.
Essendon. Oh, God, this is just like an abortion on an oval.
Essendon v Melbourne. Oh, I'm so glad I didn't watch this game. I don't think I could have watched this game. I was in the city, and I was going past the MCG with about 10 minutes to go. And just Melbourne fans just flocking out of the gates. It was unbelievable.
I watched the last Hunger Games movie, and I watched that again before I watched this match.
But
and that was just god-awful, man.
Bernie Vince played a hell of a game in what was a putrid effort by the Melbourne footy club. Also thought, Zaharakis, he's killing it so far.
Yeah, both the Zackers, Zach Merritt and Zacharakis.
Yeah, and even his brother Jackson did all right too.
We'll talk about Jackson Merritt a little bit later as well. But yeah, Merritt, Zacker.
Joe Danaher, good to see him.
Oh my God, if you watch the match, this is...
No.
He's the worst freaking kick. People just stop talking about Travis Cloak, Joe Danaher. Holy hell.
Cloak Mark too.
He's just... Like, they're going out of bounds on the full from 50.
Oh.
Like, straight in front sort of thing.
Oh.
Like, 2 goals, 4. He took, like, 15. Is it 15 marks?
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, he had a great stat line, but it could have been so much more. He could have kicked 7.
Wow.
And Ben Ken as well. Just a little bit of Ben Ken and a bit of Darcy Parrish love.
Yeah, Ben Ken, certainly, if you haven't got him in your salary cap games, get on board, because he's 2 tons in a row now.
Yep.
Some of the duds, I mean, Max Gawn.
Yeah, Max Gawn's at the top of my list.
61 and 85 against what, Leuenberger?
People drafted, I had him as a captain option this week, and people drafted him to be
a potential
a gun ruck.
Well, I picked Max Gawn in my pick 9 in the Herald Sun. I had him as number 1, but
yeah,
just putrid.
Yeah, it's looking shaky, man.
Yeah, because he didn't have a great game last week. Mind you, he did come up against quality ruckman in Mumford, but
yeah,
question marks.
It's not looking good. 10 disposals for a guy who was running on top of the ground earlier in the year.
Yep,
not looking good.
Roozy, back to
I got some more. I got some other guys I want to talk to before we get to Roozy.
No. I just mentioned Roozy because our boy Jack Viney was destroying it. He's like, no. You back to tag. You need to learn the game. Just run with Goddard. Goddard will teach you everything. You're an idiot, Roozy. Go for Steve.
Before we get to the egomaniacal haircut that is Paul Roos, I just wanted to bring up Christian Salem.
I'm so glad I got rid of him.
For a guy who's the designated, you know, he's the ball, to only have, you know, only score 49 and 51.
Ouch.
Do you know how to find it? Do your teammates need? Do you need to put a little flashing light on top of your head so they know where you are? Do you need a fluoro vest? I'd like to give this guy a fluoro vest and just get him off the field.
Yes, that's true.
And also, Jesse Hogan. I'm pretty sure there's a box of tissues in the clubhouse if you want to go have a cry, mate. Doing a lot of the old Richo finger point.
Oh, a bit of Richo action. Like it.
No, he wasn't. He was putrid.
Yeah.
Hogan. And, you know, he let everyone know that he's a bit of a diva.
Yeah, it's coming across like that, isn't it?
Yeah, and even Matthew Lloyd got stuck into him on the show today, so...
Yeah, I saw the article with that.
But Roosie...
I'm just going to take a break for a few minutes and just let Steve go for this.
Like, did you watch Melbourne in the pre-season? Yeah, and what were they doing? They were fast, they were attacking...
Moving the ball.
Roosie takes over... Every person, they get the ball. The first thing they do is look backwards and give it to the guy behind them and just run themselves into trouble. What is it about this guy?
I have no idea. Like,
can you just leave?
See, we were talking about Jack Watts. Oh, this is it. He's up and going. Nope. Ghost of Jack Watts returns.
And then they lose and he gives them outs. Oh, maybe we're a bit tired. We weren't up to it. You know, we came in with overinflated heads. How long have you been there, Roosie?
How long have you been coaching?
Give him outs.
No. Third year, $1 million, no worries.
Oh, and speaking of $1 million, do you not know that all the other clubs... Master Coach, I'll do good when I've got an extra $1 million in the salary cap. you mean I have to play fair like everyone else?
Yeah.
Well, my team's going to be crap because I'm not a Master Coach.
Any more? Just, you done?
I'm just going to punch things later. Poor Roos. God damn it. If you're a Melbourne fan... Write a letter or something.
Oh, they were ringing up on the radio station and everything. I was fans were ringing up saying, I was watching them in the warm-up. They were just larizing, thinking they were top. You know what? Didn't even care. They thought they had the game won.
How can they still be this crap with Master Coach? He's not a master of anything.
Nah. Goodwin. Just put Goodwin in charge. Then we can see.
Master beta. That's what he is. Take your frickin' haircut and go back to frickin' Sydney. Yeah.
Okay, we're done. Moving on to the next game was North Melbourne and...
We probably have to get through these a bit quicker now.
Yeah, that's fine. North Melbourne and Brisbane Lions up at the Gabba. Zorko, the Magnificent, coming back from his one-week suspension. Absolutely destroyed it. 110 fantasy, 148 Supercoach. Be loving that return.
Yeah, he's a gun. And he's going to get that midfield time with Beams and Rocky all out.
Yep, he said exactly what I was going to say. And Jared Waite, if you haven't got him, he's having a cracking start to the year.
Yeah, also I'm looking to play key forwards against Brisbane is what I'm also learning.
And I think they've got a pretty...
They've got Tomahawk this week, I think. Or is it...
North Melbourne.
Oh, no.
No, I think North Melbourne.
No, Brisbane.
Oh, Brisbane.
Brisbane are playing in Geelong.
Yes.
So roll Tommy out.
And North Melbourne have a pretty easy defence as well. I think they've got Carlton this week.
I can't tell you off the top of my head. No.
But I know it's...
Melbourne versus Melbourne.
Well, there you go. Unless Tommy McDonald goes to him, but...
No. Just roll him out. Joe Danaher just took 15 marks, buddy.
Well, that's true. So load up on Jared Waite if you don't have him.
Yeah.
For the duds, I suppose you're up against Steph Martin, but... I'm going to throw Goldie in there. I only had the 11 possessions and 29 hitouts. Would have thought he would have got more than that.
And he still scored okay in Supercoach. Dream Team, not so much.
But. Yeah, but if you're looking for those big scores, like Martin went 112, so
yeah,
I would have expected more. And Christensen, what's wrong with him?
What do you mean? He scored that bad?
67, 71. I thought he would have been playing more mid-time and got plenty of the pill, but yeah, just... I don't know. Was he doing the old Steve
okay.
Model up donuts?
No, he was okay. Just, you know, wasn't their day.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll bring up Daniel McStay for a guy who played 97% of the match and only had 5 disposals.
Oh, man, that's...
See ya.
That's another bloke's track record we're going to talk about in a few minutes.
Daniel Rich, 7 touches. And I just wanted to throw out this guy with a hurt Rocky, no Robbo, no Beams, Tom Bell.
He sucked.
You suck.
I saw the second half of that game. He just running around in circles, like, didn't know what to do. Yep. Not good at all.
That could be Leper's game plan.
Possibly. Moving on to game of the round, Nick Riewoldt's 300th game, Bulldogs St Kilda. Doggies did it scrappily, but this guy, as Luke Beveridge said in his press conference, is the best two games you've seen from a defender. Marcus Adams.
Been good.
Been really good. 101 and in Dream Team, 135 in Supercoach. Just shut down all those St Kilda forwards all night long, unless they were pushing up on the wing, obviously, but he's been good.
Yep.
And Nick Riewoldt, didn't swear there, but man, he was really good in his 300th game, pushing up the wing, 15 odd marks again.
He was okay. He missed some shots he should have made.
But man, he still did it well, I thought.
Yeah, I got some, you know, Jason Johannesson, 27 and goal. Lockie Hunter, 35 and a goal. Yeah. Pickin, 26 and 2. We were really down on Pickin this year, but he's playing pretty well.
Yep.
And Montagna, 31.
Yeah.
So there's some good players there.
There was some good stuff.
And there were some duds.
Jack McRae?
Nope. Side 30 touches. Just didn't score particularly well.
Yeah, surprising.
I got Tom Hickey came back to earth, like Tom Hickey should.
What did he score?
50 and 61.
Against Jordan Rufford?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Did you see there was one where the ball bounced and it was sort of where he was standing, and then he just ran forward and jumped into to Jordan Rufford, and the ball was 2 meters behind him.
Wow.
And, well, I mean, it was a free kick. I'm like, did you see where the ball was, buddy? Sam Gilbert, 7 touches. Congratulations. Well done. Jack Billings.
Yeah.
19 disposals, but no goals, no tackles. Now, that's going to kill your score.
I left him out. I'm just giving him a bit of a leave.
Maybe I'm giving him nothing.
Oh, harsh. I know you're a big fan of him. I'm just letting him go for maybe one more week. Moving on to this game, this guy's going to cop it too when I get to those duds. Frio and the Gold Coast. Frio 0-2, looking shaky. Can't win the premiership if you're 0-2, apparently, from all these experts. But
blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Nat 5 returns, so well done to all those people in the salary cap games who traded him out for Patrick Dangerfield.
Yeah, good call. Good call, guys. That only went 100 points the wrong way.
Yep. Really good there from Fife. Aaron Hall, sorry. Really good again. Ablett, cruise control, which is good to see for the Gold Coast, progressing well.
Yep.
T. Lynch. Was it 5 goals, 6 goals? 5 goals. Brilliant. So, like the look of his game.
Yep. Jack Martin, 16 and 4.
Yep.
And Stevie Hill, 29 and 7 tackles for Stevie Hill. Win a lot of contested ball in a very un-Stephen Hill manner.
Yes, because he went from 40 in Dream Team last week to 114 this week.
But this is classic Steve Hill.
Certainly is.
Classic Steve Hill. But it was interesting to see that he had so many. I think he had 13 contested and 7 tackles. That's very un-Stephen Hill.
Very un-Stephen.
So if that's a sign of things to come, I really like that for his owners.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I'm not a fan of his because he relies on that outside ball. Doesn't always happen for him, but that's a really good sign.
Not a good sign if you're a Michael Barlow owner.
The worst part is, what are you going to get for him even if you have him?
Well, I got an offer for him today for Daniel Rich. No.
Yeah, I can't take it. I got to back him to turn it around.
Yeah, I'm giving him one more week.
He's still had 16 and a goal.
It's not horrible, but...
But you drafted him to be 100 averaging...
Forward.
Forward.
Exactly right.
And it ain't happening.
Certainly not. And Tommy Sheridan, I'm going to throw him there, but he was injured.
Yeah. And what about the risky tally?
Man, 3 possessions from 71%.
He did go at 100% though, Jono.
Whoop-dee-doo, Basil! Was it 16 and 19 in both formats? And this guy owns him in our listener league, so and that cost me a game, I think, because I lost by 15 points.
Well, you're on the bottom of the ladder for a reason.
Yeah, bloody.
So that's good. But, you know, you don't win the league at your draft, you can make the moves and get out of that.
But he went 100 to 16 again.
I did not expect it. It was bizarre.
Yeah.
The worst, you know, Riscatelli's one of those guys that you expect to have like at least a 60 floor.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a
right.
hard-working player.
Yeah, so one right out of the blocks for that one. Anyone else from that game for
nope.
you?
Nope.
Who have we got?
We're running long.
GWS and Geelong. Ryan, the no-spine Griffin, found his spine.
He played well, man.
He had a very good game. And Toby Green and...
all the people who traded out Toby Green.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
And Stevie J.
Stevie J started the year well.
Yeah. I began to his own team. Bartel was...
Could also throw in Tom Scully as a stud.
Yeah.
32 and a goal. I'm really interested. This is a guy who has an enormous work rate.
He runs all day.
Well, this new interchange rule, he was one of the guys I glossed over in the preseason because it's Tom Scully, but... in hindsight, he's one of the guys that should benefit from this.
I was actually,
he can get to all the contests.
I was actually looking at him and going, oh, do I draft him? And I'm like, it's Tom Scully. No, you can't. But someone's actually picked him up in...
he'll be picked up in all the leagues.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So
he's one guy who he should benefit from this interchange cap.
Yep. And our dud, Patrick Dangerfield, started off well, and then Steve Coniglio locked the clamps on him for the rest of the match. And
yeah.
23 possessions, 75 and 77. Not good there. Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy looks cooked, man.
I don't know if it's just all those concussions, but not looking good
for
Jimmy.
He's just slow. He's just got no position to play anymore.
Yeah. Not good for Jimmy boy.
And Zach Smith also.
Yeah.
I love it. I loved it, man. Because we talk about our league, so it's only a one ruck league. So people waver for Tom Hickey. They waver for Zach Smith. I had Cruiser, so I need a ruck. And Brady Grundy's rucking on his own. Well, I didn't
Thank
even
you.
Need to put in a... like, you know, these hot fire ruckmen. Get the tried and true guys.
But Smith and Stanley, they were scared to go up in a contest with Mumford because he was just hurting them.
Man, I still like Stanley as a flyer.
Oh, yeah. Like, he was fine, but in the end, because he'll run all day, but...
yeah.
They were just scared to go into a contest with him.
I prefer Stanley to...
Zach Smith.
To Zach Smith and... Tom Hickey.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah, because you know, at least Stanley... I don't know Zach Smith kicked 3 goals, but Stanley's got...
but Stanley might not score as well as Zach Smith from time to time, but he doesn't rely on goals.
No, that's right. So, and then the big grand final replay. I don't know, something about this boy. Josh Gibson. Did all right.
Yeah, just a lazy 44 and a goal.
Yeah.
For your defender, for your key back.
Thank you.
Yeah.
157 and 191. First time he's kicked a goal in Hawthorn colours, and I think he's been there like 4 or 5 years now.
Interesting.
Yep. I like the look of Will Langford. Had a good start. I think it was the 2014 grand final where he last played in.
Oh, yeah.
Love the look of how he went. 114 and 101 there. And I've just thrown West Coast in the dud basket.
Fair enough. I also had Sam Mitchell, Cyril and Isaac Smith.
Yeah, very good game.
That's a good performance.
Yeah. And to the last game of the round, we had the Swans and Carlton. Tommy Mitchell absolutely destroyed it yet again. 143-133. And then you got Tippett, did really well. And Sinclair as well. They seem to be starting to gel a little bit now. Who else you got there, Steve?
Parker continues.
Parker, yes.
I mean, there was a lot of good performances in Sydney, like JBK and Hanbury.
Yeah.
They were fine, so...
and for the duds, I've got Bryce Gibbs just back to earth, but I think we're going to expect that.
Yeah.
Being an up and down.
It wasn't a killer.
It wasn't a killer, but being an up and down sort of side.
Yeah. I had Cruiser in there. I'm really disappointed with Cruiser.
Yep.
Hasn't had massive time on ground, but 60s and 50s.
Especially when you got Phillips there, Sherry. It's not good.
No. And Rampy was probably a bit under, but he's a defender. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
I'm not going to crucify a guy for that.
No, I thought he might have playing a bit more mid this year, but obviously not.
Nah.
Moving on to our waivers this week. So if you're looking for someone to pick up this week, there's a few. Again, this guy, blistering start to the year, Jared Waite. He's in 86% of the team, so good luck if you can get him.
Yeah, I didn't think you'd be able to get him, so top of my list. Well, he's 83, but man, you got to get Jack Martin.
Yep,
he's in your pool.
If he's in your pool, grab him. He's number 2 on my list, so he's having a great start to the season at the Gold Coast.
Yep.
This guy, like, he's only in 54% of the teams, had a great start to the year. We mentioned him earlier, Josh Jenkins.
And with a good, tasty matchup this week.
Yeah. As a fifth forward, I'm willing to take him.
Yeah.
Who you got there? Al Steve?
I got Toby McLean from the Bulldogs in 73. When we talk about these percentages, they're on Ultimate Footy,
yep.
Which we know there's a lot of big teams in that. So if you're playing if you're playing AFL Fantasy, shallower pools on Ultimate or Supercoach, these guys, there might be better options than these guys.
Yeah.
So I got Toby McLean as my next. He's in 73% of teams. So
yep, I've got him as well.
He started pretty well.
He's playing pretty well. He's holding his spot. And
yeah.
So if he keeps that up. And another one, only in 30% of teams, Marcus Adams. I expect that to jump to...
Yeah, I listed him
90%
in...
90% or so.
...my defenders, because he's defender forward.
Yes, so very, very nice there, the defender forward, in both formats.
I got a couple more forwards. I had Caleb Daniel from the Bulldogs. He's doing pretty nicely.
Yep.
55% of team, so he's a good chance to be available. And Jackson Merritt.
Yep.
44% of teams, he's started very well as well. Looks like he's getting a bit of midfield time at the Bombers, if you're playing in midfield. And, you know, he's a decent player.
Yeah, that's right.
So I've got no issues with Jackson, any of those guys, really, because they're not all going to be in your pool.
No.
About some defenders, Jono?
Defenders? Didn't
besides
get...
Besides
Adams, not too many this week for me.
Throughout Adam Oxley. He's in 80% of teams, but he's a good player. His Supercoach score is a little bit down, but he's a guy I know is a classy user, so he might be someone you can look at. Had 86 in Dream Team scoring. Luke Brown had a monster game on the weekend. I really liked how he played.
He does that occasionally. You just pop up, might go on a tear for a couple of weeks, and then he'll sit around. I can't remember what his average was, but it's not a horrible average. I know that.
Well, yeah, it was. Look, for a defender, it's how it is. Yeah. Look, if he plays like he did on the weekend, fantastic.
Mm.
But sometimes he plays a bit more
shut down.
Well, I mean, you know, they had the ball, they had the game under control for a lot. So
yeah.
But he's only 9% of teams, so that's one. And the Ghost.
Ben Reed.
The Ghost of Ben Reed, he's probably available. More Supercoach relevant because his kicking is such a feature of his game. But if he's sitting on halfback mopping up marks and sending the ball 60 metres down, like 5 foot height, that's his game.
That's gold.
And a few mids, Jono.
Yeah.
Jacob Townsend. Still only in 42% of teams in Ultimate Footy. I'm really surprised, man.
I'm really surprised. Like, I've been high on him all year. Haven't had the chance to get to him, but hey, maybe I can get him. But
look, he scored 90 on Friday, so that's pretty good.
That's good. You tell you that.
You know, Will Langford, 68%, you just mentioned before. He's had two really good games. Couldn't get a look in last year, but he's got the opportunity.
And now with Hodge and all that. Yeah, he's just taking it. I really like his game.
Yep. Sexton from the Gold Coast. I picked him up last week. He's still only into 66% of teams. Wow. So
again, surprising. Maybe people just still a bit iffy. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe. But, you know, that's another pick. And he's forward eligible as well. So
okay.
That's a good one. I probably should have been in the forwards, but I'm trying to balance it with four each. And Billy Hartung, still only in 61% of teams.
Crazy. He's had a good start to the year too.
Yeah, he's had a great start, averaging 88.
So. And Hartung's an elite runner. He'll run out the whole game, basically.
Yeah.
So really good there.
So I wanted to mention a couple guys to stream this week if you're looking for a key forward matchup, you know.
Yeah.
We got the Big Tomahawk. He's only in 49% of teams on Ultimate.
Really?
And they are playing the Brisbane...
Yeah, the Brisbane
Bears. and here's an interesting... Oh, Source didn't get suspended. Is that... Source was going to the MRP, so he didn't get suspended.
Didn't get suspended.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was going to be a bit of a thing, but man, Brisbane...
Unless he went straight to the tribunal, which
I don't think so. Brisbane are just leaking goals like it was no one's business. Their midfield is decimated.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what Geelong are going to do?
Sword and Danger. They're going to have quiet games, or maybe.
Oh, man. Tomahawk should just be...
Leffert's just going to ring up Scotty and just go, can I get some taggers up here, stat?
Man, he should have Sharon imprinted on his chest by the end of the game. So he's an interesting one
wear
to stream.
Wear some gloves because you're going to get leather poisoning.
Yeah, and also Charlie Dixon, 65% of teams playing the Bombers. I think that's an interesting stream here as well.
Yeah, was putrid against Adelaide, but Adelaide got some good defenders. So.
But Adelaide had control of the match. I expect Port should have control of the match against Essendon.
They should.
I'm saying it will, but they should.
Yeah.
But that's an interesting matchup as well.
Yeah.
But I like Tom Hawke the most.
Be good if you can get him.
Yeah.
Anything else you got there, Steve?
I had a few guys written down as trade targets, Jono.
Okay.
You know, we're a couple of weeks into the season, and...
People are unhappy with some of their players.
Well, you can see people overreact in round one, so maybe people aren't willing to trade. But round two, you've got a little bit more data to play with. So, you know, it's like maybe, you know, we've seen a trade in our league of record went down today. So that's the first one for the year.
Yep.
People are starting to get a bit shaky on guys, or maybe you've carried a couple. This is the thing, when you draft those injured guys that are going to miss a few weeks... They end up missing a few weeks.
Yes, that's right.
And you can pick up another knock along the way, and then you have to move people. So that happens. So a couple of guys, David Mundy.
Yeah.
Started the year a bit down, but he was drafted as a
first round in our league of records.
Yeah, so that was amazing. I think that was a bit high, but he would have been taken in the first three or four rounds, probably.
Yeah.
Okay, I expect David Mundy to bounce back. Maybe he's probably not going to average that 110 that he did last year.
If I can get him as a 104.5 mid, I'm happy.
Yeah, see, that's probably the sort of range I'm expecting him to score. So if he's going to average that, then he has to have a few bigger games.
That's true.
So, but he's a guy you could float out a lower offer for.
Yep.
They've said they're going to rejig the way their midfield is set up in the centre bounces.
So Michael Barlow, please.
Well, because they brought in the new assistant coaches, and Ross has been unhappy with the way they're leaking goals. Like, the Gold Coast kicked 6 goals from centre clearances. Mm. So they're talking about restructuring that to be a bit more defensive, which is
Ross's game go. Plan.
That's his go. So, you know, Mundy's certainly someone who could bounce back. Also, Barlow to a lesser extent.
Yeah.
You're certainly not going to have to pay too much.
No.
Maybe you float out a guy, gets rejected. Throw in something else, like a little maybe you got Ben sweetener. Kennedy, or who's had a pretty nice start to the year, as a little steak knives.
Yep.
Patrick Cripps.
Oh yeah.
For Supercoach, he's
trade target, is he?
Yeah. Well, I've sort of had a look for him. He's given away a lot of free kicks to start the year.
Okay.
And he's still, and this is more of a Supercoach guy. Obviously, but you know, those free kicks really hurt your value.
They certainly do.
Hurt your scoring. So he's given away a number, I think about 7 free kicks at the start of the year.
Still averaging 100 or so.
Still averaging over 100. So to me, that's someone who has a value that maybe isn't reflected in their scoring yet.
Yep.
So I kind of like
And we Patrick have seen Gibbs. Him go massive before. So.
Absolutely. We know his ceiling's Josh Gibson-like.
Yeah. Love Josh Gibson.
Another guy to mention, Brad Crouch.
Yeah.
And you probably look at Brad Crouch's scores, and they're in the 70s and 80s, and you go, well, why Brad Crouch? Brad Crouch is still rocking a low time on ground. They're really easing this guy back into the full-time football.
Not attending a lot of centre bounces.
Well, he was. He's attending more than Matt Crouch.
Sorry, I get that bloody mixed up.
Yeah, so Brad Crouch is a guy who's got low time on ground. They're really easing him back into it. I expect that number to build.
Yeah. So come after bye rounds, he's probably set to explode.
Well, I think that's the thing, and I think we're looking for guys who are at a value in terms of trading. So you're looking for the guys who have upside. You don't have to pay big value for.
That's true.
But they can return value on your trade.
Yeah.
So Brad Crouch is certainly a guy. And also, you know, we spoke about before, Zorko and Lewis Taylor.
Yeah.
They're going to run that midfield for the next few weeks, it looks
Absolutely.
Like.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So a few good options there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, that just about wraps up the show for today. If you would like to follow us on social media, you can head over to Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors. Hit the follow button there, ask us a question.
Yeah, we're there, very active. You know, if you've got a trade offer, don't hesitate to hit us up. We usually get back pretty quickly.
Yeah, if you need a second opinion, please do ask us. We're happy to help you out. If you don't want to talk to the people in your league who might screw you over, or if you want to head over to Facebook, go to facebook.com/TheDraftDoctors, hit the like button there. Again, leave us a question if you've got anything to be asked, and head over to iTunes or Stitcher, hit the five stars and
subscribe and leave a review.
Absolutely. All right, see you guys on Thursday.